Section 3. The Language of Real Estate Law and Contracts. A prerequisite to practicing real estate is a basic understanding of the real estate laws governing a licensee's daily activities. Also, a real estate practitioner must be familiar with the different types of contracts which can be created between a client and an agent, as well as between a seller and a buyer. This segment of the program will address both of these topics.
Listing contract. A written employment agreement between a property owner and a real estate broker, authorizing the broker to find a buyer or tenant for certain real property. Listing contract. Net listing. An employment contract in which the broker receives as commission all excess monies over and above the minimum sales price agreed upon by the broker and seller. Because of the danger of unethical practices in such a listing, most states discourage or prohibit its use. Net listing. Open listing. A listing given to any number of brokers who can work simultaneously to sell the owner's property. The first broker to secure a ready, willing, and able buyer at the terms of the listing earns a commission. Open listing. Exclusive agency. A written listing agreement giving a sole agent the right to sell a property for a specified period of time, but reserving the owner the right to sell the property without owing a commission. Exclusive agency. Exclusive right to sell. A written listing agreement appointing a broker as the exclusive agent for the sale of property for a specified period of time. The listing broker is entitled to a commission if the property is sold by the owner, the broker, or anyone else. Exclusive right to sell. Multiple listing. A listing agreement used by a broker who is a member of a multiple listing organization. Multiple listing. Fixture. Personal property that has been attached to real estate, changing it to real property. Plumbing, track lighting, and tile are examples of fixtures. Fixture. Implied listing. A listing that arises by implication from the conduct of the broker and seller and may be enforceable even though not in writing. Implied listing. Latent defects. Hidden structural defects known to the seller but not to the purchaser, and not readily discoverable by inspection. If the seller or the broker is aware of such defects, he or she must disclose them to prospective purchasers. Latent defects. Trade fixture. An article of personal property annexed or affixed to leased premises by the tenant as a necessary part of the tenant's trade or business. Trade fixtures are removable by the tenant before the expiration of the lease, but the tenant is responsible for any damage caused by their removal. Trade fixture.
Although real estate licensees are prohibited from providing legal advice to sellers and buyers, it's very important that the following terms used in contract law be understood by all practitioners. Bilateral contract. A contract in which each party promises to perform an act in exchange for the other party's promise to perform. Bilateral contract. Breach of contract. A violation of any of the terms or conditions of a contract without legal excuse. A breach of contract is also referred to as default or non-performance. Breach of contract. Executed contract. A contract that has been fully performed. Executed contract. Executory contract. A contract in which one or both parties have not yet performed, such as a contract for sale. This term should not be confused with an executed contract. Executory contract. Express contract. A contract in which the parties state the terms and show their intentions in words. Express contract. Implied contract. An unwritten contract inferred from the actions of the parties. Such an agreement is not created by words or writing. Implied contract. Rescission. The legal remedy of canceling, terminating, or annulling a contract and restoring the parties to their original positions. Rescission. Unenforceable contract. A contract that was valid when made, but either cannot be proved or will not be enforced by a court. For example, a contract might be unenforceable because it is not in writing. Unenforceable contract. Void. Having no legal force or binding effect. A void agreement is no contract at all. Void. Voidable. A contract that appears valid and enforceable on its face, but is subject to rescission by one of the parties who acted under disability. Acting under disability includes being a minor or being under duress. Voidable.
We will now review those terms which explain how the ownership of personal property can be altered by legal process. Assignment. The transfer of the right, title, and interest in the property of one person, called the assignor, to another, called the assignee. Assignment. Attachment. The legal process of seizing the real or personal property of a defendant in a lawsuit by levy or judicial order and holding it in court custody as security for satisfaction of a judgment. Attachment. Beneficiary. A person who receives benefits from the gifts or acts of another, as in the case of someone designated to receive the proceeds from a will, insurance policy, or trust. Beneficiary. Chattel. An item of tangible personal property. Chattel. Estoppel. A legal doctrine by which a person is prevented from asserting rights or facts inconsistent with a previous position or representation. This previous position may have been made by conduct or even silence. For example, a landowner is sometimes prevented or estopped from asserting that a boundary line differs from one previously agreed upon. Estoppel. Emblement. A growing crop, such as grapes or corn, produced annually through labor and industry. Emblements are regarded as personal property even before harvest. Emblement. Novation. The substitution of a new obligation for an old one. Also, the act of substituting new parties to an existing obligation. This occurs when the parties to an agreement accept a new debtor in place of an old one. Novation. Option. An agreement to keep open an offer to sell or lease real property, but for a set period. An option must contain all of the essential terms of the underlying contract of sale. Option. Power of attorney. A written instrument authorizing a person, the attorney in fact, to act as the agent of another to the extent indicated in the instrument. Power of attorney. Real property. The earth's surface, the air above and the ground below, as well as all appurtenances to the land. This includes buildings, structures, fixtures, fences, and improvements erected upon or affixed to the land. Real property.
The following words are frequently used when discussing the creation and fulfillment of real estate contracts. Competent parties. Parties to a contract who possess the legal capacity to enter into a binding contract. Competent parties. Counteroffer. A new offer made in response to an offer already presented. A counteroffer has the effect of rejecting the original offer, which cannot later be accepted unless the original offer is repeated. Counteroffer. Duress. Unlawful force or action by one person against another in an attempt to coerce that person to perform some act against his or her will. Duress. Earnest money. The cash deposit, both initial and additional, paid by the prospective buyer of real property as evidence of a good faith intention to complete the transaction. Earnest money. Meeting of the minds. mutual assent or agreement between the parties of a contract regarding the substance of the contract. Meeting of the minds. Notice. Information that may be required by the terms of a contract. Though notice can be oral, it is always advisable to give notice in writing. Notice. Offer and acceptance. The two components of a valid contract. A meeting of the minds. Offer and acceptance. Offerer. The person who makes an offer to an offeree. Offerer. Offeree. The party who receives an offer from an offerer. Offeree. Valid. Legally sufficient or effective, such as a valid contract. It's a contract that must, in all respects, comply with the provisions of contract law. Valid.
The following legal terms are often used by real estate licensees in the daily practice of real estate sales. Caveat emptor, a Latin term which translated means let the buyer beware. The modern judicial trend is to soften the effect of this ancient doctrine. Caveat emptor. Consideration, an act or the promise of an act which is offered by one party to induce another to enter into a contract. Consideration is given in exchange for something else. Consideration. Default. The non-performance of a duty or obligation that is part of a contract. The most common occurrence of default on the part of a buyer is non-payment of money when due. Default. Disclosure statement. Any statement of fact required by law, such as the Federal Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. Disclosure statement. Equitable title. The interest held by a buyer under a purchase contract, contract for deed, or an installment purchase agreement. Equitable title. Fraud. Any form of deceit, trickery, breach of confidence, or misrepresentation by which one party attempts to gain some unfair advantage over another. Fraud. Good consideration. A consideration founded on love and affection for kindred by blood or marriage, often found in a gift deed. Good consideration. Instrument. A formal legal document such as a contract, deed, or will. Note that the term document is more comprehensive, as it refers to any paper relied upon as the basis, proof, or support of anything else. Instrument. Statute of Frauds. A state law that requires certain contracts to be in writing and signed by the parties in order for the contract to be legally enforceable. Statute of Frauds. Valuable consideration. The granting of some beneficial right, interest, or profit by one party in return for the performance of another, usually as an inducement for a contract, can also take the form of some legal detriment or default. Valuable consideration.
You'll now have the opportunity to take a short quiz to test your knowledge of 10 terms taken from the group we've just studied in this section. After you hear the definition of the term, there'll be a short pause to allow you to recall the term. Then the correct term will be given. Number 1. Unlawful force or action by one person against another in an attempt to coerce the person to perform some act against his or her will. Duress. Number 2. A written listing agreement appointing a broker as the exclusive agent for the sale of property for a specified period of time. The listing broker is entitled to a commission if the property is sold by the owner, the broker, or anyone else. Exclusive right to sell. Number 3. A listing that arises by implication from the conduct of the broker and seller, and may be enforceable even though not in writing. Implied listing. Number 4. Hidden structural defects known to the seller but not to the purchaser and not readily discoverable by inspection. Latent defects. Number 5. A listing given to any number of brokers who can work simultaneously to sell the owner's property. Open listing. Number 6. A contract in which one or both parties has not yet performed, such as a contract for sale. Executory contract. Number 7. The legal remedy of canceling, terminating, or annulling a contract and restoring the parties to their original positions. Rescission. Number 8. An item of tangible personal property. Chattel. Number 9. An agreement to keep open, for a set period, an offer to sell or lease real property. Option. Number 10. The earth's surface, the air above, and the ground below, as well as all appurtenances to the land. Real property.